Now, obviously, another big issue here in the High Peak has been the decision for the then Labour-controlled County Council to agree to the closure of Newmarle Sixth Form. Ruth, as a Labour candidate, did you think that was the right decision?
I thought it was a very unfortunate decision that the Sixth Form couldn't afford to keep going. And that's because the worst hits to school funding and education funding have been to that 16 to 18 further education sector, and even more so to schools and sixth forms than to colleges. That's why it simply wasn't possible to keep the sixth form going with the numbers that they had, and why Labour Party will use the billions that are being spent on free schools at the moment to reverse the cuts to school funding, to keep class sizes down, but also to improve FE funding and school sixth forms, and to extend those free courses to all adults who lack the level 3 skills, so that we can upskill all our people and improve our productivity.
Andrew, Labour have blamed cuts on central government. Is it the Conservatives' fault?
Now, the whole issue about the way our schools have been funded in Derbyshire, for many, many years, Derbyshire has been underfunded in its schools compared to other parts of the country. There's an organisation called the F40, which has been around for quite some time, which is the 40 local authorities who are most impacted by this, of which I take part in that. Now, we decided in this government that we would have a new national funding formula, which we consulted on. Now, the previous government made some efforts to address this shortfall, but it really needed a complete root and branch look at the way schools are funded. And I think that was agreed pretty much across the board, that we needed to look at the way our schools are funded. The consultation closed at the end of March. Now, there's been a lot of conversations about the cuts to education. Well, actually, the illustrative figures produced by the Department of Education showed that actually of the 50 schools in the High Peak, 32 of them actually received more money, not less. But as I said, in the manifesto we've said that even those that will look to receive less will not do so, some extra money.
Charles, local Lib Dem councillors campaigned obviously against the closure, but the Lib Dems were hit hard at the last election for your decision to support the introduction of tuition fees.
Yes, I mean, that was one of the downsides, but what we did in government is we introduced a pupil premium. The pupil premium gave money to disadvantaged children from disadvantaged backgrounds, so that we have actually closed the education gap. So now, because of the Lib Dems in government, more children from disadvantaged backgrounds are getting better grades, which was the biggest barrier to them attending university. So thanks to the Liberal Democrats, actually more children from poorer backgrounds are actually attending university than ever before. And if in government, we would triple the pupil premium to £1,000 per pupil. We'd also reduce all cuts to frontline schools and colleges by finding £7 billion, 35.7 of which would go to schools local to the High Peak. It was the Lib Dems and parents who opposed the plans to cut the Newmarle Sixth Form, and it's only the Liberal Democrats who have a fully costed plan to open it again.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Ruth?
Well, I'm afraid that the national funding formula was only a very small part of the cuts that our schools are due to face. The big problem is that the Conservatives on their last manifesto said that they would freeze school funding for 4 years, and that's an effective 8.7% drop in funding. That's on top of the 18.6% that sixth forms like New Mills have already lost. That's why schools are struggling, and that's why it's so wrong that there's £2.5 billion being put aside simply to buy land for hundreds of new free schools to hand over to developers for big corporations to be running new schools when our existing schools are struggling and they're the ones that need the resources.
Yeah, so, I mean, Andrew, you mentioned that there was more funding available, but actually per pupil, it's down, isn't it?
There's more money going into education now than there ever is. It's about, I think it's £42 billion that's gone into education. The manifesto came out this week, and in the manifesto, because, I've met with head teachers, and my door's always been open to as many head teachers as I can see, and I met with a group of head teachers who put forward a powerful case to me about the whole issue about the core funding of the schools. And as I said, 32 of our 50 schools will get more money, 2 remain the same, and these are only illustrative figures, these aren't final. These
are based on funding. Only for part
but
of the cuts,
this
Andrew,
is the,
isn't
this
it?
This is the core funding, but of those 16 that are losing, the manifesto's now come out, and in the manifesto, because actually, when this was raised with me, I met with the Secretary of State, and I also raised it at the Prime Minister's Question Time in February. But since that, the manifesto has been published, and in the manifesto we've said we are going to put an extra £4 billion in schools, so no schools will lose out as a result of this funding formula. But this is a consultation that's only recently finished. We will wait We will wait until the new parliament when the government responds.
But they're still going to lose from the 4 years freeze. There's still billions of pounds going into new free schools, even where they're not needed, Andrew. That is why you can claim there's more money going into schools.
There is
more money. They're not going into our schools.
There's more money going into schools, and there are more people in good schools now than there were many years ago.
Now I'm going to move on now.
With Ruth on this one, actually. Sorry, Karen.
So I'm going to move on now. Obviously, education is one that we could talk about for hours, I'm sure. Now, this is going to be another hot topic that we're going to move on to next, and that's social care. Now, obviously, the Conservatives have come under fire today about the confusion over their social care policy after it was announced in the manifesto that people would have to pay for care in their own homes if that home is worth more than £100,000. Now, there was no mention in the manifesto of a cap on the absolute amount people will have to pay, but now the Prime Minister is saying she'll consult on a cap. Now, is there a cap or is it a floor? Is there a floor level or both? Can you explain, Andrew?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the manifesto came out, and I'll be probably slightly controversial now. When the manifesto came out, I took a great deal of interest in the Dilnot Commission some time ago, and I thought it presented a way forward, because we've got to face the fact adult social care is a huge issue, and it's going to get bigger, and we need to grip it because there's no point ignoring it. And when the manifesto came out, I thought the bit of where you could keep £100,000 of your own assets, if you like, instead of the 23, I thought that was fine. But it exposed us to an unlimited care bill that we'd have to pay. And I'll be quite frank with you, I was not happy about that. I've had some fairly late night discussions with senior party officials over the weekend, expressing my concern about it, as have one or two colleagues. And the Prime Minister's come out and said this today, as part of the consultation, there will be a cap on what people's social care costs. And actually, there may be political capital made out of this, have been a U-turn. And call it a U-turn, you can call it what you want. But actually, I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And if you have a finite amount, then we can deal about how people can address the costs.
Yeah. And Ruth, what would the Labour policy be on this?
Well, Labour's policy is to reverse some of those tax cuts for the very largest corporations so that we can put a £2 billion a year into social care, because we've got rising numbers of people needing social care, but the councils have seen their funding cut by £4.6 billion over the last 4 years. And that means that we've now got 500,000 fewer old people in care, and care is costing more. We do need to put more money into it, but we're a wealthy country. We shouldn't need older people and their people who inherit from them to have to pay for that. It's about social insurance. Some people would need care and some won't, and it's only right that those who can afford to pay the most can, as such as big corporations and the wealthiest individuals, can put the money into our public services so they're there for all of us when we need them.
And Charles, what's the Lib Dem?
Well, actually, the cap on social care spending was in the Lib Dem's manifesto anyway, not like the Conservatives, which added it afterwards. I mean, the U-turn that Theresa May's done doesn't really mean anything's changed. I mean, the manifesto meltdown has made it clear that nothing has changed, and this heartless dementia tax really does remain in place. It's a cold and calculated attempt to pull the wool over people's eyes. They still want to take older people's homes to fund social cares, and family deserve to know exactly how much of their homes would be up for grabs now and after the election. What the Lib Democrats will do to help the most vulnerable people is we're the only party who will actually reverse the freeze on benefit cuts, and we'd actually have £9 billion in helping the poorest in society.
But isn't the issue, obviously, it's an ageing population? This problem's only going to get worse, isn't it? Do any of these policies actually resolve the issue?
What we need is policies that will help us to deliver quality care for older people at the lowest cost that we can, but keeping those quality safeguards in place. Actually, what Derbyshire County Council have been doing under Labour control over the last 4 years, keeping our care homes open, stopping them being sold off by the Conservatives into private care homes, has meant that we can pay decent wages to staff, we can have high quality standard care for our older people, but also at a lower cost, and keep some of those beds there to stop people having to remain in hospital unnecessarily. That's the sort of model that we should be looking at across the board.
As I mentioned earlier, it's Lib Dem policy to integrate health and social care, because it's too disjointed and it's proven huge gaps. And it should be the NHS and social care should go hand in hand, and they should be able to have, when possible, care in homes, not in hospitals.
Right, we're going to take a quick ad break now, and we'll be back in a few more minutes with part 3 of this special High Peak Radio general election debate, and we'll be talking tax.